Today I want to share from Exodus chapter 31 verses 1 through 6.
今天我想交通是在出埃及记第31章1到6节。
This is when Moses is on Mount Sinai and God is giving him instructions for how to build the tabernacle.
这是当摩西在西乃山上的时候，神向他启示，告诉他如何来建造会幕。
Exodus chapter 31 verses 1 through 6 starting from verse 1.
出埃及记31章的1到6节。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, indeed I, have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，看哪，犹大支派中霍尔的孙子，乌利的儿子比萨列，我已经提他的名招他，我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧，有聪明，有知识，能做各样的工。能想出巧工，用金银铜制造各物，又能雕刻宝石，可以镶嵌，能雕刻木头，能做各样的工。我分派但支派中的 亚西萨抹的儿子亚和利亚伯与他同工，凡心里有智慧，我更使他们有智慧，能做我一切所吩咐的。
If I'm being honest, when I read these verses, it was as if I was reading Bezalel and Aholiab's names for the first time.
我想如果我诚实的话，我读到这里，很多的名字是我不熟悉。
I have almost no memory of ever reading of or hearing of their names.
我可能根本也记不起来我曾经读过或者知道这些人的名字。
But reading their names this time reminded me of a couple things.
但是读到他们的名字，在我里面提醒我几件事。
For one, even though they may not have been Moses or Aaron or even the sons of Levi, who are names I often think of when I think of those who served the Lord during this time, they were still used and recorded by God.
我想即使当我们读到他们的名字，他们虽然不像摩西、亚伦，像利未支派或者那些被神所使用的人，但是他们的名字却被记在主的话。
Actually, when I looked into Bezalel and Aholiab's names, I realized they appear later in other chapters of Exodus and also in 1st and 2nd Chronicles.
但是当我读到这里比萨列的名字，其实我再往后读，他在历代志上下里面也出现。
Actually, even in Exodus chapters 37 and 39, it describes all that Bezalel and Aholiab made, which is actually quite a lot.
但是其实在出埃及记37章、39章也提到了比萨列的名字。
Bezalel not only made the ark, but he made the tools that the priests used to make sacrifices.
比萨列不仅在那里建造会幕，他也建造会幕里所用的各样器具。
And Aholiab made the garments that the priests wear to serve.
他也制作那些祭司身上所穿的衣服。
So I think these two are actually quite greatly used by God, and maybe we are not even like Bezalel and Aholiab.
我想这两个人都是被神所用的人。
Maybe we are just one of those gifted artisans that were briefly mentioned in Exodus chapter 31 verse 6, but we see that even they are used and recorded by God.
我想即使这两个人他们是有那些智慧能够做巧工，但是他们却被记在主的话。
Another thing these two names reminded me of is that God filled them with the Spirit of God, gave them wisdom and knowledge of workmanship, all for the sake of building his tabernacle or his house.
第二件提醒我的事就是神用他的灵充满这两个 弟兄，使他们里面有智慧、有知识，能够为着建造会幕。
Recently, our brother shared on spiritual gifts and knowing our part.
最近我们弟兄交通到属灵的恩赐，并且我们要知道我们那一份是什么。
I can honestly say that knowing my spiritual gifts is something that I do want to know, but I have to ask myself why I want to know.
我想我可以很诚实地说，我很想知道我属灵的恩赐到底是什么，但我要问自己，我为什么想要知道？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, it says, But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
哥林多前书第12章第7节那里说到，这圣灵运行在个人身上，乃是叫人得益处。
Later on in chapter 14, Paul encourages the Corinthians to desire prophecy because he who prophesies edifies the church, and so that the church may receive edification.
第十四章那里，保罗在那里劝弟兄姊妹们，你们要寻求那做先知讲道，因为做先知讲道能够造就教会。
Even on Saturday, we're studying 2 Corinthians, and Paul's burden is the same.
即使我们在周六的时候，我们一起在查哥林多后书，保罗心中的负担也是一样的。
In chapter 1, verses 4 through 6, we see that even the comfort that he received and the affliction he endured was for the church in Corinth's consolation and salvation.
即使在保罗在哥林多后书第二章的一到六节那里讲到他所受的患难跟他所受的安慰，都是为着弟兄姊妹为着聚会能够得益处。We've
also read this chapter on meeting from Basic Spiritual Lessons by Brother Watchman Nee.
我们也读到了尼弟兄在初信造就里面讲到关于聚会。And
one of the principles of meeting is that the goal should be for the building up of others.
里面讲到一个我们聚会的目的乃是为着建造教会。
I think you may be sensing a theme that spiritual gifts, service, and meeting are very connected to the edification of the church and the building up of others.
我想我们属灵的恩赐，我们一切的恩赐，都是为着能够建造聚会，建立个人。
I realize that I don't want to know my spiritual gifts for the sake of the church, but for myself.
但是我却发现我自己想知道我属灵的恩赐是为着我自己，而不是为着聚会的益处。
I'm a curious person. I want to know what I'm good at, and maybe knowing them will make me feel good about myself.
我是一个很好奇的人，很多时候当我知道我擅长什么，我就会自我觉着很不错。
Even coming to meeting, I was shocked to read that the goal was for the building up of others.
即使我们来到聚会，我读到这个目的乃是为了建造彼此，我里面觉着很惊奇。
Many times, I come to meeting for myself, first and foremost.
很多时候我来到聚会里面最重要的，我只是为着我个人。
I think by nature we are very self-centered people, but as we can see, that is not the purpose of having spiritual gifts or gathering together.
我想从天然来讲，我们每一个人都是以自我为中心的，但是那个不是建立，那个不是主要的目的，主要的目的乃是为着建立聚会。
I think these two points, that God greatly used and remembered Bezalel and Aholiab, even though I forgot them, and he gave them gifts for the sake of building his house, remind me that this can also be the case for me.
我想这两个人，比撒列跟亚和利亚伯，虽然我都忘记他们，但是神却把他们记在这里，乃是提醒我们，神要使用他们来建造他的家。I
wonder if any of you ever think that because I'm not assigned a certain service by an elder brother or sister, then I will just wait until I am assigned to do something to serve the Lord.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有这样的想法，当你没有被年长的弟兄姊妹们安排做一些所谓的服事，你好像就被动地坐在那里等，能够做什么？
Or maybe I currently don't have any way to serve because I'm not assigned to do anything.
或者我现在没有人安排让我去做什么样的服事，所以我就等在那里。
Or maybe you actually do have some assigned service, but do you think you can only serve when you are doing what you're assigned?
我想或者你现在在做一些服事，但你是否觉得只有当你被安排了，你才可以服事？
I think, though, that all of us are here at this meeting. Did we come prepared for this meeting?
我想我们今天每个人都坐在这里，但我们是否来到聚会里面，我们都是一个预备自己的人？
Did we even pray for this meeting for the ones who are speaking?
我们是否为着今天要交通的弟兄姊妹有真的祷告？
Many of us also go to some other meeting during the week, but did we prepare or pray for that?
我们很多人周中也参加各样的聚会，但我们是否真的为着那个聚会祷告？
Or do we just rely on whoever's leading the meeting to come prepared?
或者我们在那里靠带聚会的弟兄们，我们要靠他们。
Or even outside of the context of meetings, is there a brother or sister you see every week but have never talked to?
也可能你来到聚会里面，有可能在一起聚会的弟兄姊妹，你从来没有跟他讲过话。
Maybe you haven't gotten a chance to talk to them, but do you even care to?
或者你没有机会去关心他们，跟他们讲几句。
Are these not also for the building up of the church? Are these not also for the edification of the body?
这些难道不是为着建立聚会吗？能够去造就彼此。
If yes, then to me, even this is service, and we can't belittle this.
如果这样是为着造就彼此，那对我来说，去交谈几句也是服事。
We often pray that we don't want to pass opportunities by, and our brother has been sharing this too.
我们经常会祷告说，主啊，不要让机会错过我。我们弟兄也刚交通到这一点。
Yet we are given so many opportunities and fail to see them as such.
但是我们虽然得到了这么多的机会，但是我们却没有真的明白这个信息。
How can we see them if we overlook what we've already been given?
如果我们忽视到主今天所安排给我们放在旁边的，我们如何能够领会信息呢？
How can we see them if we are so self-centered and if our attitude to coming to meeting is self-serving?
如果我们来到聚会里面是以如此以自我为中心，为了满足自己，我们如何能够看到神所要？
So may this be an encouragement for all of us.
愿这对我们每一个人都是一个激励。
That we can take hold of the opportunities He has already given us, so that any service, even if it seems small to us, can be counted before Him.
我们可以抓住主所已经给我们的每一个机会，来尽力的来服侍他，好使所有的事在主面前都算得过数。
And that we can also be less self-centered and more centered on Him and His house to even see these opportunities.
我们可以越少的以自己为中心，更多的以主为中心，我们可以看到这样的机会来服侍他。
That's for sure.
这是我要求。
弟兄姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我想有一点交通是关于圣灵的工作。
I would like to share on the work of the Holy Spirit.
其实也是接着前面姊妹的一点的交通。
And it continues with the sharing of our sister.
最近我们弟兄们一直在交通，这是一个 critical time.
Our brothers have been sharing that this is a critical time.
我们要抓住机会。
And we have to grasp the opportunity.
我们要被改变，我们真的要来认识主。
And we need to be changed, and we need to know the Lord.
当我在思想到这些宝贵的信息的时候
，As we think of these precious messages,
我在想我如何才能不把这些信息漏掉呢
？I was meditating, how could I not let these messages pass me by?
也真的在我身上是有用的。
That they will actually be having effect in me.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他提醒我，我必须要靠着圣灵来认识这些事。
He reminds me that I need to rely on the Holy Spirit to know these things.
并不是靠着头脑。
It is not based on my intellect.
我想就着这一点的一些领会，我想在这里有点分享。
And by this point, I would like to have some sharing on what I understand.
读一点圣经，在约翰福音的第六章六十三节。
Let's turn to John chapter 6, verse 63.
约翰福音六章六十三节。
John chapter 6, verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵。
It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
第一件事情，我们必须是一个重生得救的人。
The first matter is that we must be born again.
这是一个最大的前提。
This is the first prerequisite.
若没有圣灵住在我们里面
If the Holy Spirit does not indwell,
无论我们怎样的努力在神看来我们就是一个死的人
No matter what, in the Lord's eyes, we are dead.
所以这里说叫人活着的乃是灵
Therefore here it says that it is the Spirit that gives life.
也是 Spirit gives life.
Spirit who gives life.
一切不是出于圣灵的都是死的
Anything that is not out of the Spirit is dead.
我想这是一个很大的前提，我们必须要留意。
This is a very important prerequisite. We must pay heed.
我再看第二处的圣经。
Let's turn to a second passage.
在约翰福音第十四章的二十六节。
John chapter 14 verse 26.
约翰福音第十四章二十六节。
John chapter 14 verse 26.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
这就是我想提到的第二个点。
This is the second point I would like to bring up.
我们一切属灵的学习都是在圣灵的里面。
All our spiritual learnings are within the Holy Spirit.
这是一件非常 reasonable 的事情。
This is a very reasonable matter.
因为真的一切属灵的事情就是要在圣灵里面去学。
Because of course everything that's spiritual ought to be in the Spirit.
但是我们常常会忽略这件事情。
Yet we often neglect this.
然后在这节圣经里面提到圣灵指教一切的事。
And in this verse, it says that he, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things.
这里说是 all things.
All things.
就是真的是 all things.
And this all things refer to all things.
我们个人的读经，我们的祷告，我们聚会，听讲道，都是包含在里面。
In our private Bible reading, when we pray, when we gather together, when we listen to messages, all encompassed in this word all.
我们要操练圣灵在带领的。
We have to exercise having the Holy Spirit lead us.
不是我们的头脑在带领我们。
But not our intellect leading us ourselves.
我想这件事情我们许多弟兄姊妹都有些领会。
I believe a lot of brothers and sisters have some understanding on this matter.
这里还有一件事情。
There's one more matter here.
圣灵会使我们想起主耶稣的话。
The Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance all things that the Lord Jesus has spoken to us.
Yeah, 我们也被提醒，我们也常受责备，聚会一结束就什么都忘了。
We are reminded and reprimanded at times that after the meeting we immediately forget everything that was said.
你有这样的经历，就是读完一段的圣经，其实我都不知道自己在读什么。
Have you had this experience where after you read a passage, you're not even sure what you just read?
聚完会之后，吃完饭，就不知道聚会的内容是什么了。
Or after a meeting, after a meal, we forget what was being said.
求主可以拯救我们，可以靠得上圣灵。
May the Lord save us so that we can rely upon the Holy Spirit.
这实在没有其他的办法。
There's no other way.
我们要求圣灵在我们里面实在的工作。
We must ask the Holy Spirit to work in us.
因为圣灵在这里说可以让我们想起来的。
Because here it says that the Holy Spirit can call into remembrance of these things.
也这是第二个点。我再读另外一处的圣经。
This is my second point. Let's read another passage.
在约翰福音的第十六章第十三节。
John chapter 16 verse 13.
约翰福音第十六章第十三节。
John chapter 16 verse 13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白原文做进入一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all things.For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will tell you things to come.
这是我想教的第三件事情。
This is the third matter I would like to fellowship on.
圣灵不仅教导我们一切的事。
Not only does the Holy Spirit teach us all things,
他要带我们进入一切真理的时机。
He will also guide us into the reality, all spiritual reality.
我们会有个感觉，我们其实并不是对真理的实际其实并不清楚的。
We sometimes feel that we are unclear of the reality of the Spirit.
那怎么办呢？
Then what shall we do?
我们只能靠着圣灵。
We can only rely upon the Holy Spirit.
我们只有再把自己交在主的手中。
To once again give ourselves into the hands of our Lord.
这里是让我们真的可以记住他的话。
So that we may truly remember his word.
我们可以真的明白他的话。
So that we can truly comprehend his word.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你们渴慕明白神的话语吗？
Do you long to know God's word?
你们渴慕明白真理吗？
Do you long to understand the truth?
我们面对生活中一切的困难，一切的迷惑，我想真的走出一条路来吗？
When we face certain difficulties and confusion in daily living, do we want to have a way out?
我们在靠什么？
What are we rely upon?
我们真的是在靠圣灵呢，还是在靠血肉的膀臂？
Are we relying upon the Holy Spirit or are we relying on the arms of flesh and blood?
这个决定我们是在一个活的情况，还是在一个死的情况？
This determines whether we're in a condition of living or dead.
前面已经提到，叫人活着的乃是灵。
We already mentioned that it is the Spirit that gives life.
我们如果死很久了，我们是否真的想活过来？
If we are dead for a very long time, we truly want to be made alive.
圣灵的带领就是那一条唯一的道路。
But only the leading of the Holy Spirit, that is the only way.
我们有一点学习就知道，圣灵的带领其实它花蛮久的时间的。
If we have some learning, then we'll know that to listen to the Holy Spirit's leading, he takes quite some time.
他是慢的。
He is slow.
他并不是我们想的问题很快得着解决的。
He is not a quick solution for our problems.
但是我们是否定义我们要来寻求主呢？
But are we determined that we want to seek our Lord?
所以我想今天一点点的分享就是我们不能忘记圣灵是那一条唯一的道路。
Today, I would like to remind us that we should not forget that the Holy Spirit, He is the only way.
Yeah, 我们听到的信息，我们所 祷告，我们所读经一切的内容，我们需要带到圣灵当中去认，去学习。
Everything that we learn from reading the scripture, from coming to meetings, we need to bring these things before the presence of the Holy Spirit for Him to teach us.
虽然会比较慢。
Even though this will take some time.
但是如果我们真的得着了，我们就知道那是好的。
But if we truly have something to gain, then we will know that that is good.
在这一节的后面。
At the end of this verse,
他提到主耶稣，这里说主耶稣甚至他说这些话都不是凭着他自己说的。
Here it says that even the Lord Jesus, when he's speaking of these words, he is not saying it on his own behalf.
他乃是把父所指示他的说出来。
That he is speaking what the Father has revealed to him.
我们是否有一个感觉，我们说话，我们行事为人，不要凭着我们自己来说话，来做事。
Do we have a sense that even us, when we speak, when we conduct ourselves, it is not of ourselves?
我们是否真的有被圣灵带领，有被圣灵感动？我们真的是靠着圣灵而去做一些事情。
Have we been touched by the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, that by the Holy Spirit will do some things?
我们彼此勉励，不要忽略这些最小的事情。
May we encourage one another that we would not neglect these small things.
Yeah, 这是我的教。
This concludes my sharing. Lately, our brother has been sharing that for many are called, but few are chosen.
我们也常常听到门是窄的，路是小的。
We often also hear that narrow is the gate and straight is the way.
我们也听到我们要进入神的国，必须经历很多的艰难。
We also hear that in order to enter into the kingdom of God, there is many tribulations.
这些话都是一直在听的，但我心中有暗暗的有一个观念。
We continue to hear these words, but I have this conception in my heart secretly.
我并不是觉得不应该有艰难，是觉得不应该要那么艰难。
It's not that I don't think there will be hardships, but I didn't think there will be that many hardships.
我感觉可能有没有可能经过一些艰难就可以进去了呢？
I was thinking perhaps there'll be some difficulties and we'll enter in.
或许选上的人没有那么少呢。
Or perhaps it's not that few that are chosen.
或许被招的人多，但是选上的人是只比被招的人少一点点呢。
Perhaps it's for many are called, but a little bit less than that are chosen.
这观念在我追求里面产生出来一个味道，就是会很轻忽。
This conception causes me to have this kind of neglect.
就是很 light, 很轻，很 light.
To think of it lightly.
我们读两处的圣经，第一处是在哥林多后书的一章十七节，只读前一半。哥林多后书一章十七节前一半，我有此意，岂是反复不定吗？
Let's read the two passages. The first is 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 17. We'll read only the first half. 2 Corinthians 1:17. Therefore, when I was planning this, did I do it lightly?
反复不定就是很 light, 就是很轻忽。
Here it says lightly.
这里提到保罗延期访问哥林多，就有人说他，你这人一会儿这样，一会儿那样。
Here it speaks of when Paul was delaying his visit into Corinth, and people were saying, you keep treating this matter lightly.
但是保罗说，我的良心可以见证，神也可以给我见证。
But Paul says that my conscience can testify and God can testify for me as well.
我这个决定不是轻轻忽忽的，所以我在神在人的面前都是站得住的。
That I didn't make this decision lightly, so therefore I can stand before God, I can stand before men.
在读第二处的圣经是在耶利米书六章十四节。耶利米书六章十四节。
Let's read Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 14.
他们轻轻忽忽地医治我百姓的损伤，说平安了，平安了，其实没有平安。
They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace.
说这里有一些人在轻轻忽忽地医治百姓。
Here it says that they have healed the hurt of my people slightly.
说一点也没有医治吧，好像也治了一点。
If you say there's no healing, well, there seems to be some healing.
但是全然治好了吗？好像也没有。
But have you been completely healed? Well, not quite either.
轻轻忽忽的追求，好像也追求了，但是没有竭力的追求。
And to slightly and lightly pursue, there seems to be some pursuit, but not striving.
最近里面提醒，就是如果托给我一件事情，为着那个事情竭力，并不是一件很为难的事情。
Lately, I've been reminded that if I've been entrusted with something, then striving for that matter is not difficult.
但是为着所不见的，为着属灵的事，为着主这一位，我有没有竭力的追求？
But have I been striving in pursuit of the one that I cannot see, of the invisible things, the one who is to come?
其实不竭力并不是不用力，也用力了。
In fact, to not strive doesn't mean that we are not putting in some effort. There is some strength and effort.
用了一些力，但是在心的深处可能觉得用到这么多够了。
We have used some strength, but perhaps in our hearts we think that's enough.
好像差不多可以了。
That's enough.
所以果效也是这样的，就说不认识主也信主很多年，好像也认识一点。
Therefore, the effect is also like that. That we have known the Lord for many years, but then the effect is only that much.
说认识主吧，认识的又不清楚。
If we say we know the Lord, yes, we do know the Lord, but not very clearly.
我最近心里开始有一个问题。
Lately, I have a question in my heart.
就是这样的认识带到主面前是站得住的吗？
This kind of knowing, if we bring this before the Lord, can it stand?
我带着这些事情去见主，我能在耶稣的国度里有份吗？
If I bring these matters before the Lord, can I have a part in Jesus' kingdom?
最近青年家庭组在交通出埃及记。
Lately, the young couple's group is studying Exodus.
以色列人出埃及的时候是两百万。
When the Israelites left Egypt, it's 2 million.
两百万里有一个约书亚，有一个加勒。
Out of those 2 million, there's one Joshua and one Caleb.
从埃及上来的有两百万人，最后剩下进迦南的两个人。
There's 2 million that came out of Egypt, and of those, only 2 entered into Canaan.
选上的人少不是开玩笑，是真的少。
Few are chosen. This is not a joking matter. Really, it's very few.
之前以为可能选上还有点容易，但就是这一次读出埃及记，我发现就是选上并不是一件很容易的事情。
Before I thought perhaps being chosen is not that difficult, but this time reading through Exodus, I realized it's very difficult to get chosen.
甚至保罗在腓立比书三章十二节的地方，他也说：“我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我。”
And Paul in Philippians chapter 3 says that I'm also striving.So that I may gain that I may lay hold what Jesus Christ wants to lay hold of me.
关于竭力的追求，我也有一些例子。
And I have some examples regarding striving and pursuit.
我是一有机会的时候就思想主的事，就跟主说话吗？
Am I always whenever I have free time that I would pursue after the Lord to meditate upon Him?
还是我跟主讲好，我每天有半个小时是主，剩下的时间都是我。
Or perhaps I have negotiated with the Lord. I have 30 minutes for you each day. The rest is mine.
我每天是把最好的时间给主。
Do I give the best time of my day to the Lord?
还是把最好的时间给世界，最差的时间给主。
Or do I give the best time to the world and the worst time to my Lord?
在我很累的时候，在我身体不舒服的时候，我还有没有时间分出来给主？
If I'm really tired, if I'm ill, do I still have time for the Lord?
还是我只能在一切环境都效力的时候才来亲近主。
Or can I only draw nigh to the Lord when everything is going well?
我如果有挣扎，我是竭力的去到主面前，求主一定要救我出来。
If I have struggles, do I strive before the Lord and say, "You have to deliver me"?
求主一定要使我愿意顺服。
That the Lord must cause me to submit.
还是我就每周的时候来小组里交通，我有一个挣扎。
Or do I come each week to our small group and share that I have some struggles within?
但我心里并没有打仗，我还是要要我自己所要。
And yet I do not have that fight within. I still want what I want.
如果我祷告，主还没有听，我也还没有明白主什么意思。
If I have prayed and the Lord has not listened, I still don't know what He wants.
我的感觉可能也越变越不好，那我还要不要祷告？
And my feeling is worse and worse, and now should I still pray?
我是要求主帮助我的不信，帮助我把我的感觉放在一边。
Do I ask the Lord to help my unbelief that I can set aside my unbelief?
但是我仍然要祷告，仍然要求主怜悯我。
I still must pray and ask the Lord for mercy.
还是我就想主为什么这样对我，我的心就退后了。
Or do I just think, why does the Lord deal with me this way so I would shrink back?
伟修弟兄也跟我们交通，今年对我们是很关键。
Now, Brother Benjamin shared with us that this year is a critical year.
我自己心中也觉得我们今年每一天在主面前怎么生活都很重要。
I also feel in my heart that this year, every day, how we conduct ourselves and live before the Lord, that is very important.
每一天都有可能是我们的转机。
Because every single day could be our turning point.
感谢主我们还有今天。
We thank the Lord that we still have today.
但是主也说，在希伯来书十章三十七节那里，主也说，还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
But in Hebrews 10:37, the Lord says, For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry.
过去浪费的时间都求主帮我们赎回来。
May the Lord help us to redeem all the time that we have already lost.
我们也天天的彼此相劝，我们一同竭力的来认识主。
And that daily we can encourage and exhort one another to pursue after the Lord.
四许约翰出来传道的时候说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
When John the Baptist came out to preach, he said that the kingdom of heaven is near, that you should repent.
主耶稣出来传道的时候也说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
When the Lord Jesus came out to preach, he said the same thing, that the kingdom of heaven is near and that you must repent.
过去的一周，当我在思想主日交通的时候，主把这句话摆在我心里面。
In the past week, as I was meditating on what to share, the Lord placed this word in me.
我非常阿门弟兄上对的交通，我们今天处于一个非常关键的时候。
I agree and amen in my heart with what our brother shared last week, that right now we are in a critical time.
2025年对我们每一个人，对我们整个的聚会都是非常关键的一年。
In the year 2025, this is a very critical time for each of us and also for our gathering.
我们感受到现今的世界处于一个非常混乱的一个光景。
We notice that this current world is very chaotic.
神的家，我特别我们现在的聚会，神的手也兴起一些环境，在我们这里做了一些很大的震动。
And in God's house, especially in this gathering locally, that the Lord has done certain things in the circumstance to shake us.
我心里面感觉是神怜悯我们，神还给我们机会可以悔改。
My feeling is that the Lord has mercy on us. He still gives us opportunity so that we may repent.
我想许多弟兄姊妹心中都有这样的感受。
I think a lot of brothers and sisters have this same kind of sense within.
我们不可能再回到以前聚会的情况了。
We cannot return to our previous condition.
我们也不能再这样稀里糊涂的聚会了。
And we cannot gather, casually.
我们心里开始向主有一个呼求。
We have this cry from within.
主啊，我不要再这样下去了，我要改变，求主救我。
Lord, I do not want this current status quo to continue. Lord, may you change me.
其实一个人想要悔改其实是不容易的。
For someone to repent, it is actually not that easy.
如果我们只是觉得我们某些行为或某些想法是不对的。
If we only think of certain conduct and certain things that we do are not right.
没有觉得我这个人里面的情况是不对的，我在神面前还不是一个真实悔改的人。
And we do not feel that we ourselves have something wrong before the Lord, then we are not truly repentant.
一个真正悔改的人是里面被神光照了。
For someone who is truly repenting, they have been illuminated within by the Lord.
知道自己得罪神了。
They know that they have offended God.
这样的人不会满足于停留在原处，一定会向着神有一个自然的反应。
This kind of people would not be satisfied by staying put, but they would have this natural reaction.
会承认自己的罪，求主救他脱离这样的光景。
They will confess their own sins and ask the Lord to deliver them from that circumstance.
我们读
to deliver them from their condition.
单以理书九章二节里面。当丹尼从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数七十年未满，就是
Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, Daniel understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet.
但以被神光照了，他不仅为自己，他为以色列百姓悔改。
Daniel,
为以色列百姓认罪。
Daniel was illuminated by the Lord, and so he was confessing the sins of the Israelites before the Lord.
求神赦免，求神的怒气转移耶路撒冷。
And ask God to turn his wrath away from Jerusalem.
虽然神一定会照着他所定的旨意，在70年后会带以色列百姓重回耶路撒冷建立圣殿，重建圣殿。
Even though the Lord will accomplish according to his word that after 70 years to bring the people back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
但是神在他旨意成就的过程中，神渴望得到一些器皿。
Yet, through this process of his word being accomplished,He desires to gain some vessels.
就是那些被神的灵感动的，会为着神的旨意的成就迫切祷告。
It is those who have been moved by the Lord's will that they are praying for this matter.
但以你就是这样的器皿。
And Daniel is one such vessel.
因着他的祷告，在许多年后，神激动了一个外邦王，为着以色列百姓归回耶路撒冷，颁布了诏书。
By his prayer that several years passed, then God used a foreign king in order to send an edict so that they can return.
神也感动了一批他的百姓从那个舒适的环境里面走出来，回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
And God also moved a group of people of his own that they would leave a life of ease and return to build the temple.
神今天也借着各样的事情或者人来光照我们。
And today, God used various people or circumstances to illuminate us.
我记得几个月前在一次祷告聚会上面，年长弟兄突然那天来到我们小组和我们一起祷告。
I remember a while back during prayer meeting, an older brother came to pray with us in our group.
我们可以很明显的感受到那天我们的祷告聚会是不正常的。
We can sense that day our prayer meeting was abnormal.
许多的祷告是向着人去的，没有向着主去。
A lot of prayer was towards men and not towards God.
什么时候我们的祷告向着人去，我们的祷告就，我们的那个信心就软弱了。
Whenever we're praying towards others, for others, then our faith is weakened.
一个不是出于信心的祷告，神怎么能听呢？
And if we pray not out of faith, how could the Lord listen?
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有被神光照的？我们这个人里面是很有问题的。
Brothers and sisters, have we been illuminated by God that there's a lot of issues within us?
我们是得罪神的。
We are people who offended God.
我们今天在这里聚会不是要讨人的喜欢，我们是要讨主的喜欢。
Today we gather here, we are not trying to please men, but we are to please God.
因为那一天我们要面对主的审判。
Because that day we will face the Lord's judgment.
有了孩子以后会遇到许多的难处。
After having kids, then there will be a lot of difficulty.
其实有的时候也不是很大的事情，但是心里面就过不了那关。
Sometimes it's not a very big matter, but in the heart, we cannot bypass it.
比如说我自己是有洁癖的。
For example, I have certain eccentricities.
我刚开始是不能接受我儿子在吃饭的时候，把东西弄得很脏很乱的。
At first, I could not accept that my kid will make a mess when he's eating.
所以每次在遇到这种情况的时候，我心里面都是非常难受的。
Every time when this happens, then I feel very terrible within.
我好想找一个外面的 solution 可以解决他吃饭这个弄脏弄乱的这种情况。
I really wanted to find an outward solution to make sure that he's not causing a mess during the meal.
当我一次次这样难受的时候，我开始心中问主。主你怎么看这件事情？主你觉得我所坚持的这个对他的干净的要求是有那么重要吗？
One time when I was not feeling well, I was feeling terrible within because of this, I asked the Lord, what do you see in this matter? Do you think it's reasonable for me to continue to care about this cleanliness that I am expecting of him?
主给我的感觉是主觉得不重要。
The Lord gave me the impression that he thinks this is not important.
如果主觉得不重要，让我那么坚持，我就是得罪主。
If the Lord thinks it's unimportant and I hold on so tightly, then I am offending the Lord.
并且我自己也陷在苦里面。
And I also cause myself to fall into bitterness.
我心中向主开始有一个祷告，主，我愿意走出自己的 comfort zone， 求主来救我。
So I start to have this prayer before the Lord. I'm willing to exit my comfort zone so that may you save me.
当我愿意放下自己的这些坚持的时候，我发现主开始拓宽我的度量。
When I started being willing to lay down all these things that I hold on to, then I see that the Lord has increased my measure.
求主给我们一个柔软受教的心，让主在许多的环境里面可以来光照我们，可以来改变我们。
May the Lord give us this kind of soft heart and teachable heart so that in many circumstances, he can illuminate us. Lately, our brother Andrew has shared with us regarding knowing Jesus.
因为认识主实在是太重要了。
Because knowing our Lord is so important.
有关于我们在这地上如何的生活，如何走信心的路。
It is regarding how we can walk the way of faith on this world.
特别在难处临到的时候，不至于散胆，而能够信得过主。
Especially when there are difficulties that we would not lose heart, but that we can trust in the Lord.
就像一个小孩子困在一个很高的地方下不来。
Just like a kid who is stuck on a very high place and couldn't come down.
父亲在下面张开手说，不用怕，跳下来，爸爸接住你。
And the father is below and say, do not be afraid, jump and I will catch you.
孩子因为认识他的父亲，所以能够信得过，能够跳下去。
And the child, because she knows the father, that she would jump.
但是如果下面是一个陌生人，
But if we have a stranger below,
要跳下去所要的信心就是完全建立在一个随机事件上面。
Then the faith to jump would be based on some kind of randomness.
我征得儿子的同意，讲一件他做错的事情。
I have gotten permission from my son to share something that he did wrong.
之前有同学在学校倒卖超过两倍的价钱倒卖一个饮料。
In the past, there's a classmate at school that
sold some pop drinks at more than two tenths of the price.
And to sell a pop drink at twice the cost of its value.
儿子用了不属于不该他使用的钱去买了很多。
And my son used money that he should not have been spending to buy a lot of that.
当他买多了喝不完带回家的时候。
But when he purchased so much and he couldn't finish drinking.
他告诉我们说是朋友给的。
And he brought it home and said that friends have given it to him.
为了不想他可怜巴巴的去要别人的喝。
And for the sake of not having him be in this pitiful state where he has to beg for drinks.
我们马上给他买了一箱回来。
So we bought an entire box for him.
但是很快也知道了真相。
But then very soon we found out the truth.
之后我问他。
Later on I asked him.
我说你想喝为什么不问爸爸妈妈要。
If you wanted to drink something, why don't you ask your dad and mom?
你为什么要以这种不讨主耶稣喜悦的方式去夺得呢？
Why would you gain something in a manner that does not please our Lord?
他说他当时也不知道为什么会想我们不会给他买。
He said during the time he didn't know why he thought that we would not buy for him.
但是过后想一想，对呀，为什么呢？
But later on he thought, yeah, why not?
这件事情我想到说，是不是因为我们平时强调太多要吃健康的食物，少吃垃圾食物？
I wonder if it's because we often emphasize that we need to eat healthful food and not really bad food.
所以给他造成了这样的一个误解。
So that he would have this misconception.
我想到我们对我们的天父是不是也常常的误解。
I wonder if we also often have this kind of misconception of our heavenly father.
特别是当于在奉献的这件事情上面。
Especially in regards to the matter of consecration.
或许因为弟兄们常常鼓励我们要有付代价的心。
Perhaps our brothers often remind us that we need to have a heart that we could pay the cost.
要有受苦的心智。
That we need to have a heart of suffering.
所以我们对我们的主有一个误解。
Therefore, we have this misconception of our Lord.
我们觉得我们一旦奉献给他。
Once we start to consecrate ourselves to him,
他就要苦待我们，折磨我们。
Then he is going to treat us harshly.
我们就害怕，不敢往前。
And so we're afraid and we would not move forward.
我们没有想到主有更多更多的话告诉我们。
We didn't think that the Lord has so many words to speak to us.
他说他爱我们，保护我们，如同他眼中的瞳仁。
He says he loves us and protects us as an apple of his eye.
他说我们比天上的飞鸟、野地里的草贵重得多。
He says that we are much more valuable than the grass of the field and the birds of the air.
我们就是忧虑，就是小心的人。
That we are people who are worrying and we are people who are anxious for nothing.
他说我们在世上有苦难。
He says that we will have difficulties on this earth.
但是他也说我们可以放心，他已经胜过了世界。
But he also said that we can not lose heart because he has overcome the world.
他也说我们所遇见的试探无非是所能受的。
He also says that he will not lead us into temptation that is beyond what we can bear.
他总要开一条路给我们。
He will always open a way out for us.
所以我想我们要认识我们的主，实在要全面的读他的话。
So I think if we want to know our Lord, we must read his word holistically.
不要像早期的门徒。
So not like the early apostles.
他们听到主耶稣要三天要受死，他们就要上十字架受死，他们就忧忧虑虑的。
When they heard the Lord says that he will go onto the cross, that they were very sorrowful.
他们没有听到主还要复活。
They didn't hear the part when the Lord says he will also resurrect.
所以我们要全面读主的话，信他所说的，也要常常的默想。
Therefore, when we read his word, we need to read all of his words, and we have to.Believe and also to meditate upon often.
另外我们要常常数算主的恩典。
We also must often count the Lord's blessings.
回想他一路带我们在我们身上的作为。
To look back and think of all the things that he has done for us.
有哪一次我们求饼他给我们石头。
Is there any time when we ask for bread and he gave us stones?
有哪一次我们求鱼他反给我们蛇。
Is there any time that we ask for fish, yet he gave us serpents?
他岂不是把最好的都给我们？
Didn't he give us everything that is the best?
我们在哪一次难处的时候，他任我们自己在那里挣扎？
Have we ever been in a difficult time when he let us struggle on our own?
他总是怀揣宝宝带我们走过。
Or he always carry us through.
所以弟兄姊妹们，真是除去我们里面对主的误解、害怕。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, may we get rid of all this misconception of our Lord and also that fear.
这是从仇敌来的。
Because that comes from the enemy.
给我们一个恶仆的心。
To give us the heart of the evil servant.
认为我们的主是忍心的人，没有众的地方要割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
That we would think that he is a hard man, a hard master, that he would sow where he did not reap, he would reap where he did not sow.
最后我想弟兄的信息如果我们没有记得那些 details
And I think if our brother's message we did not remember all the details
我们一定要把他的负担接过来
We must at least take over to receive the burden
一定要起来真实的认识主
We need to rise up and truly know our Lord
祷告我们的主荣耀的父
And pray to our Lord and our glorious Father
将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们，使我们真知道他。
That he'll give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation that we may truly know him.
真的认识他的所是，并且他对着我们的心意。
And to know who he is and also his heart for us.
所以我们可以把信心的锚牢牢地抛在他的身上。
So that we can cast the anchor of our faith securely on him.
记得他是爱我并为我舍命。
Remember that he loved me and gave himself up for me.
我们奉献与否，在这世上都会有苦难。
Whether we consecrate ourselves or not, in this world we will have tribulation.
但是当我们在他的手中，
But if we are in his hand,
他就带我们胜过。
Then he will cause us to overcome.
并且这些难处不白过。
And also that these difficulties will not be in vain.
我们这一生也不白白的过去。
And our this life would not be ending.
我们家庭主刚查完列王记下，今天呢，我就想就着最后一个王西底家及犹大的王国来看主借着进食给我们的两个警告。
In our family Bible study, we just finished reading 2 Kings, and I wanted to use this opportunity to share from Zedekiah and the end there.
Yeah, 在列王记下25章第一节告诉我们基底家背叛巴比伦，所以巴比伦王带军来围困耶路撒冷有两年的时间。西底家就去求问先知耶利米，耶利米就把神的话告诉他，这里写在耶利米书38章第17节。
In 2 Kings chapter 25 verse 1, here it speaks of how Zedekiah rebelled against Babylon, and so therefore the Babylonian king came to fight against them for lay siege for many years, and Zedekiah went to Jeremiah to ask him for the Lord's word, and those are recorded in the book of Jeremiah chapter 38.
神说，你若出去归降巴比伦王首领，你的命就必存活，这城也不至于被火焚烧。第十九节。
And in chapter 38, verse 19.
十七节，刚才我说。
十七节，verse 17. Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, that says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if you surely surrender to the king of Babylon's princes, then your soul shall live, the city shall not be burned with fire, and your house shall live.
那么从十九节呢，西底家呢，其实呢，他跟耶利米说，他怕他被掳的时候那些加勒底人交在犹太人中，他们会戏弄他。
And in verse 19, Zedekiah said to Jeremiah that he's afraid of the Jews who have defected to the Chaldeans, that they would abuse him.
所以西底家执意不听先知的话，也就是神的命令。
Therefore, Zedekiah did not want to obey the words of Jeremiah, and that is the command of God.
因为他怕羞辱，怕丢了面子。
Because he did not want to be abused by the people, and he does not want to lose faith.
Yeah, 因为他活在自己里，他却不怕得罪神，定义不听神的话。
Because he's living in himself and he didn't want to listen to God's words.
Yeah, 看到这，我想我们有同样的危险。当事情来的时候，我们不愿意撕下我们的脸面。
I think we also have this kind of difficulty and danger that sometimes when matters come, that we would be worried about saving our own face.
Yeah, 为了自己的虚荣而得罪了神。
And that we would offend God because of our ego.
西底家的结局是悲惨的。
Zedekiah had a tragic end.
不仅他被杀，他的儿子，他所有的儿子，他的臣仆都在他面前被杀。
Not only was he killed, but also his sons and also all the people who were serving him.
圣城也被毁。圣城也被。
And the holy city was also destroyed.
呀，这是我们看到西底家被掳，但是当我思想这一个看到以色列列王记下看到众多的恶王的结局，我想最根本的原因有两点。
And when we see this tragic end, and also in 2 Kings, the many kings, the evil kings, their end, I think there's some reason.
Yeah, 的根本原因。
Oh, there's one root reason.
第一个就是耶利米书二章十三节所说的，因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
And one reason is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13, that for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
在神眼中最邪恶的事情就是不敬畏他，离弃他这活水的源头。
In the Lord's eyes, the most evil thing it is to not fear him and to forsake him, the fountain of living waters.
而转向别的源头。
And to turn to another source.
那所有别的源头其实都是偶像。
In fact, all other sources are idols.
那偶像是什么呢？
And what are idols?
那以别神代替耶和华的愁苦必加添那个那个别神就是偶像。
And what is this idol? It is if we replace the Lord with other things, and our sorrows may increase. In that verse, that is referring to the idols.
那除神以外的任何人事物如果占据我们的心，在神看来我们就是在拜偶像。
If there's anything, anyone who's replacing our Lord's position in our heart, then that in the Lord's eyes, that would be worshiping idols.
那在这里我特别被提醒一些无形的偶像。
And I'm reminded of a lot of idols that do not have form.
即便是一些属灵的事物。
Even some spiritual matters.
属灵的工作。
Or spiritual work.
属灵的追求。
Spiritual pursuit.
甚至一些属灵的伟人。在我们里面more than 神自己占据我们的心多于神自己。
Or spiritual heroes of faith, that if they are more than our Lord in our hearts,
都会成为我们的偶像，影响我们来认识神，也得罪了神。
Then they will become idols in our hearts, hindering us from knowing the Lord and also causing us to offend the Lord.
其实神向我们所要的就是接受他做那个活水的源头，那个生命的源头。
What the Lord wants, in fact, is for us to accept and acknowledge that He is that source, that spring.
那如何接受就是轻轻隐于他，我们才能够逃避偶像，摔碎那偶像。
That we can come before him to drink from this fountain so that we can crush all idols.
那以色列人拜偶像呢，得罪神到一个地步，神不能转离他的愤怒。
And the Israelites were worshipping idols to a point such that the Lord could not turn away his wrath.
所以神伸出了他管教的手，先把他们丢弃在亚述人手中。
Therefore, the Lord has stretched out his disciplining hand and cast them into the hand of the Syrians.
但是犹太人他们没感觉，不悔改。
But the Israelites did not have any feeling, and they did not repent.
呀，不离开恶行恶道。
And they did not want to depart from their evil ways.
最后，神不得不把他们丢弃在巴比伦手中，那个拜偶像之地是那个拜偶像的源头。
Therefore, the Lord could not but leave them into the hands of the Babylonians, which is the land that is the origin of idol worship.
甚至让耶路撒冷荒凉70年。
To cause Jerusalem, to even let Jerusalem be in desolation for 70 years.
Yeah. 所以这里边就是第二个原因，第二个根本原因。
And this is the second root problem.
就是以色列人他们没有服在神管教的手下。
That the Israelites did not submit under the disciplining hand of the Lord.
呀，神说他们不认识神，也不知道神的法则。
The Lord says that they do not know God and do not know His ways.
呀，我们你知道神的管教是出于神永远的爱。
We know that the Lord's discipline is based on the Lord's love.
呀，目的是为了挽回。
The purpose is to recover and restore.
呀，他实行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，是为了建立和栽植。
And he wanted to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down in order to build and to plant.
神也自己说，我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，是为了叫你们末后有指望。
And the Lord also says that I know my thoughts for you. It is thought for welfare, not for calamity.So that you may have a future and a hope.
Yeah, 所以我们也一样，当我们在神的手中，我们实在是没有别的选择，只有服下来。
So that we have actually no other choice. That in the Lord's hands, we must submit.
Yeah, 谦卑顺服的灵是何等的宝贵。
The spirit of humbleness and submission is so precious.
Yeah, 我们要认定一切临到我们身上的人事物，都要从神的手中接受。
We must acknowledge that all things that happen to us, all the people that are around us, we must receive this from the Lord's hand.
直接与神发生关系。
This is something that directly to have relationship with the Lord.
呀，绝对不能与人事物发生直接的关系。
But we should not have the direct relationship with the other people and the things that happen to us.
而且我们也要认定，凡是临到我们身上的一切的人事物，都是神特别赐给我们的功课。
And we must also acknowledge that all the things that happen to us and the people who are about us, these are the lessons that the Lord has designed for us.
如果环境是我们的学校的话，那么我们里面住在我们的圣灵就是那保惠师。
If circumstances is our school, then our indwelling Holy Spirit is that comforter.
他会亲自带恩典给我们。
He will bring grace himself to us.
而且他要会把那个属灵的那个实际带给我们。
He will also bring us into spiritual reality.
我们要做的就是在每一天的生活中来亲近他，来学习听圣灵的话。
What we need is in our daily living, every single day to exercise coming before his presence to listen to his word.
要现在是小事的日子。
Right now it is
小事的日子。
Days with small matters.
Yeah. 所以特别就我来说也被提醒要学习在每件事情发生那个 moment, 那个时候圣灵向我们说的话。
So that I was reminded that in every moment, we need to pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us.
那就是主的命令。
That is the commandment of our Lord.
Yeah. 也就像刚才我们弟兄姊妹所提醒的我们要天天的来亲近主。
Just like our brothers and sisters have been reminding us that daily we must draw nigh to our Lord.
天天的饮于他。
Daily to drink from him.
Yeah. And 跟随圣灵服在圣灵的管制之下。
And to pursue the Holy Spirit and to submit to the leading and the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
要愿我们彼此激励真的在这2025年我们过好每一天成为神和神心意的人才能够有可能今后被选上。
And in 2025, may we encourage one another that daily we will live in such a manner that is using our time well so that we could be chosen by him.
我想交通良心的见证。
I would like to share on the testimony of our conscience.
是在哥林多后书一章十二节。
This comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12.
哥林多后书一章十二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实待世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you.
其实中文如果翻译的更准确一点应该是 我所夸的是自己良心的见证。
Here it says that what we are boasting is this.The testimony of our conscience.
这个良心做的见证是什么呢？
What is the testimony of our conscience?
就是我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实在世为人。
That is that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity.
不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠。
Not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God.
如果今天有人问我们我们要如何做基督徒，我们会怎么回答？
If today someone asks us, how do we live a Christian life?How would we respond?
今天很多人做基督徒是因为聚会有这样那样的要求。
Today, a lot of people, they conduct their Christian life by the requirements of the gathering.
所以他们就照着做。
So they do accordingly.
外面看起来是顺服的。
Outwardly, it seems like they're submitting.
这样的人是因着聚会的要求在做基督徒。
But this kind of people are living a Christian life by the requirements from a meeting.
也有的人他头脑当中对基督徒有一种的形象。
Some other people, they have this mental image of a Christian life.
他觉得基督徒应该是这样不应该是那样。
They think that if a Christian should behave this way, not that way.
所以他就用这样的形象来要求自己。
So they use that kind of mental imagery in order to require of themselves.
这样的人是因着自己对自己的要求而做基督徒。
And these kind of people conduct their Christian life according to their own requirements.
还有的人要更好一点。
There are some people who are a bit better.
他们读圣经。
They read the Bible.
圣经怎么说他们就照着做。
And they do according to what the Bible says.
他们把圣经当作一本律法的书来读。
They treat the Bible as a book of law.
这样的人和旧约当中的犹太人是一样的。
These kind of people are the same as the Jews in the Old Testament.
是因着圣经当中律法的要求在做基督徒。
That they live their Christian life according to the legal requirements.
这三种的人在外面看起来可能都可以很敬虔。
These three types of people, if we look at them outwardly, they look very pious.
但其实在神的眼中他们没有真的在做基督徒。
But in God's eyes, then they are not actually living a Christian life.
因为他们是因着聚会的要求在要求自己。
Because they are requiring themselves out of the requirements of a meeting.
或者自己在要求自己。
Or they are requiring themselves out of their own requirements.
或者因着律法的要求来要求自己。
Or they are requiring themselves out of the requirements of the law.
很多人觉得这样已经很好。
A lot of people think this is already very good.
但保罗却不是这样在做基督徒。
But Paul is not living a Christian life this way.
在保罗的身上有另外的一个要求。
In Paul, there is another requirement.
这个要求是直接从神来。
And this requirement comes directly from God.
是神在他的良心里面直接要求他。
It is that God directly requires of him in his conscience.
这个要求不是从外面来的。
This requirement is not outward.
也不是从聚会来的。
And it's not coming from a meeting.
也不是从自己来的。
And it's not coming from himself.
也不是从律法当中来的。
And it's not coming from the law.
是直接从神来的。
It is coming directly from God.
什么时候当保罗在世为人不靠神的圣洁和诚实的时候。
Whenever Paul does not conduct himself according to the sincerity and simplicity,
他在那里靠自己的聪明。
And he's relying on his own fleshly wisdom,
不靠神的恩典。
And not relying on God's grace,
他的良心就起来做见证。
Then his conscience will rise up to testify,
告诉他说你在神的面前你是错的。
And tell him that before the Lord's presence, you are wrong.
他的里面就没有平安。
And he would not have a peace with him.
神的话直接在良心里面告诉他。
God's word directly tells him through the conscience.
这个要求是直接从神来。
This requirement comes directly from God.
的确可以通过人借着事。
Indeed, it could be through men or through circumstances.
但却是直接从神来。
But it is coming directly from God.
基督徒的要求不是从外面加上来。
A Christian requirement is not outward.
是神写在我们的心板上。
But God has written that on the tablets of flesh in our hearts.
是神在我们这个人的里面直接来要求我们。
That it is God directly requiring of us from within.
我们都要问自己问题。
We all have to ask ourselves this question.
今天我在世为人。
Today, how we conduct ourselves.
神有没有亲自对我这个人有要求？
Has God directly required me of something?
很多人做事可以不出错。
A lot of people can do things without committing errors.
规矩也可以都遵守。
And they can obey all the requirements.
道德看起来也很好。
And they seem to have good moral upbringing.
但其实很可能神从来没有对这个人有任何的要求。
But it is quite possible that God has never made a single requirement of that.
他也不知道什么叫做顺服良心的见证。
And this person does not know what it means to obey the testimony of the conscience.
如果今天神对我们这个人没有直接的要求，
If today God has not a direct requirement of us,
那我们其实就没有办法在神的面前做基督徒。
Then in fact we cannot be a Christian before our Lord's presence.
今天当我们这个人不照着神的意思在生活的时候，
Today when we are not living according to the will of our Lord,
神有没有直接在你的里面要求你？
Did God directly require of something in you?
你的良心是否起来见证你在神的面前是错的？
Did your conscience rise up to testify that you are wrong?
你的良心告诉你不要照着这个世界的方式来生活。
Your conscience tells you to not live according to the ways of this world.
在里面告诉你不要坚持自己的意思。
To tell you from within to not hold on so tightly to your own will.
在里面见证你不要怕损失。
To be within you to testify that do not be afraid of loss.
在里面要求你你要信得过主的话。
Within you to require you that you must believe the Lord's word.
如果神不是亲自来要求我们。
If God did not himself required of you,
我们其实是没有办法走属灵的路。
Then we cannot walk the spiritual way.
因为整个的过程神根本不在当中。
Because in this entire process, God is not even there.
我与神是断开的。
I'm separated from the Lord.
很多人的意志力很刚强。
A lot of people have really strong will.
可以用坚强的意志力控制自己不发火。
They can use their will in order to control themselves to not lose their temper.
用自己的意志力控制自己不抱怨。
To use their own will to control themselves so that they would not complain.
去达到神的要求。
in order to reach the requirement of God.
外面的确做到。
Outwardly, indeed, it looks like that.
但在神的面前，其实不知道如何的生活。
But in God's presence, they actually do not know how to live.
因为只有当神在里面直接的来要求我们。
Because only when God directly requires of us from within,
我们才知道什么叫做做基督徒。
Then we know what it means to live a Christian life.
保罗说，当他在世为人的时候
，Paul says that when he was conducting himself,
他的良心是一直在他的里面做见证。
That his conscience continues to testify.
在那里见证他是否行在主。所要他走的路上
to testify whether he is conducting himself along the way of what the Lord wants.
神一直在他里面说话来要求他
and God continues to speak within him to require of him.
也就是说，只要他活着
in other words, as long as he is living,
无论是在这个世界上 与世界来往
whether he is having affairs with this world,
还是活在弟兄姊妹当中
or he is living amongst brothers and sisters,
神一直对他有要求。
God continues to have requirements of him.
在他遇见的各样的事情上
In all the things that occur to him,
神都在那里管
God is controlling him.
什么时候他错了
Anytime that he is wrong,
神就借着他的良心起来见证他你错了
And God will use his conscience to rise up to testify that he is wrong.
今天有很多的人以为不靠人的聪明就是什么事都不做
Today, a lot of people think that to not rely on fleshly wisdom is to do nothing.
也不投简历也不看医生
To notsubmit resumes and do not go see a doctor.
我就成为一个奇怪的人。
And I will become someone who really strange.
这些人不靠人等于不做某些的事情。
These people do not rely on earthly wisdom means that they do not do anything.
其实这是死了。
This is actually dead.
神却可以不在当中。
And God can be not there.
虽然没有做事情。
Even though they didn't do anything.
但也没有靠上神的恩典。
But they also haven't relied upon God's grace.
但对保罗来说。
But to Paul.
不靠人的聪明是活的。
To not rely on earthly wisdom, that is alive.
是神亲自在里面告诉他的。
It is the Lord telling him from within.
是神借着他的良心在里面告诉他。
To tell him through his conscience.
你在这件事上你在靠人。
On this matter, you're relying upon men.
你那样做里面不诚实。
And in that way, you're doing that thing and you're not sincere.
他的良心一直在里面起来为着神做见证。
And his conscience continues to bear testimony for God.
什么时候良心见证他错了。
Whenever his conscience testifies that he is wrong,
他就告诉主。
He will tell the Lord,
说主啊我愿意听你的。
Lord, I'm willing to listen to you.
我不再这么做。
I will no longer do it this way.
我今天愿意来靠你。
Today, I'm willing to listen to you.
他就真的经历到什么叫做神的恩典。
And I will be willing to rely upon you so that he can experience God's grace.
什么叫做神的恩典真的与他同在。
What it means for God's grace to truly be with him.
那是因着良心见证他错了他离开人的依靠。
Because the conscience testifies that he is wrong and so therefore he no longer relies on
God
so that he can rely upon God's grace. If God does not speak within us today, there is no one who can rely upon the ways of the law in order to rely upon God's grace.
我想我们今天都要来学习保罗。
We all have to learn from Paul's example.
因着良心在我们里面有见证，我做一个活的基督徒。
Because the conscience testifies within us, therefore we are living Christians.
但除非我们这个人
，But unless we
真的要离开罪
，We truly want to leave sin.
我真的要离开一切不讨神喜悦的事情。
And we truly want to leave all the things that do not please the Lord.
我们里面才会有一个耳朵要来听良心的见证。
Then we would have an ear within.That would listen to the testimony of the conscience.
否则我们里面的耳朵向着良心的见证是关住的。
Otherwise, our inward ear towards the conscience would be closed.
我们在神的面前就没有办法真的做基督徒。
And we cannot be a true Christian before our Lord's presence.
愿我们都起来认识我们的主，真的学习来做基督徒。
May we rise up that we would know our Lord, that we would truly live a Christian life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
主啊愿你怜悯我们在所有的事上主啊我们不轻忽你要告诉我们
May you have mercy on us that we would not treat lightly anything that you want to say to us
主啊我们一生就要来认识我们的主是谁
That all our lives we would want to know who our Lord is
主啊愿主实在激动我们
May you truly stir us up
主啊我们真的要抓住机会乃是每一件事上主啊我们要来认识你
That we will lay hold of opportunities on every matter that we want to know you.
在你的面前我们做一个认真的人。
That in your presence will be someone who's serious.
愿主的拯救主的话一直在我们里面是活的。
that your deliverance and your word will be living within us.
我们一直经过事情，我们这个人是被变的。
And that as time goes by, we will continue to be changed.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.